You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is what I'm trying not to get excited about. Parker Messick was great. Seven innings, struck out six. Scoreless. He's off to a great start. I mean, his last outing, again, they should have won that game.
Yeah, got ruined.
You know, the Mountie ended up blowing the save, and then we ended up having a problem. But I'm concerned about the rotation, and because I think we're so concerned about the rotation, we tend to be overzealous. We've become accustomed to things here in Cleveland. I think anywhere you become accustomed to certain things in life. In Cleveland, I think you've become accustomed to the Browns falling short, to say the least. I think you've become accustomed to the Cavs pulling out all the stops to go for anything, to try to win, to go for broke, holding the Cavaliers to an exceedingly high standard. I think that you've grown accustomed to the Guardians finding good pitching and consistently churning out Cy Young quality pitching. I mean, that's a strong thing to say, but if you look over the last 20 years, it's a who's who of pitchers with the Cleveland Guardians. And I think this year what's made me so concerned for the future is that, really, put Parker Messick aside just for a second. Right now I feel you have, and Owen, maybe I want you to jump in on this as well. It feels to me like right now you have a bunch of third starters. Tanner Bibee, I don't know. We know what happened the other day. It was documented. We talked about it three different times yesterday of the argument that he and Stephen Vogt had. I don't buy at all what Stephen Vogt said about trying to get people fired up. You were just trying to get people fired up. You're not yelling at him and cussing at him in the dugout. Gavin Williams has been all over the place. He's been great. He's been almost no hitter. And then there's times where he just gets blown up. Slade Ciccone has not had a good August, say the least.
Yeah, I mean, did he regress to the mean? Is it some little more of a book on him?
Yeah, Logan Allen is Logan Allen. And so you have a bunch of third and fourth starter guys. And my advice is, or not my advice, my hope is that you reset yourself during the offseason, understand that this is kind of the rotation of what it is, and hopefully guys are able to clear the mechanism and go forward. That said, who the hell knows what's going to happen with Tanner Bibee during the offseason if there's more to it than what we just saw in the dugout. And so because I'm so concerned about the other four, I think a lot of us look at Parker Messick and go, okay, that's the Guardians we know. That's the Guardians pitching staff we know. It's like, well, it's only been a couple of outings. But what a great couple of outings it's been for Parker Messick. It's been very nice. So I do it with a grain of salt. Well, like, I want to give him his credit because this is a great outing.
It always has to come from within with the Guardians because they're never going to go out and sign an ace or trade for an ace, right? Like, the only thing they'll do is they'll try to redeem somebody, or like when they bring in, you know, Matt Boyd or Alex Cobb. But like, they're not a team that's going to be able to ever go get. They have to develop an ace.
Yes.
That is the only chance they've got.
Well, they can kind of redevelop guys for other people. Like Matt Boyd, when he got traded to the Cubs, was like, yeah, Guardians helped me out tremendously. Like they helped me out significantly. And it was like, well, where's this?
We're not going to even pay $15 million for somebody, $15 a year, for somebody at his level.
So I want it like I don't want to be like a wet blanket on a guy who's just a young kid. And I saw, like, when they were in Arizona last week, I saw the interviews with his parents. That was a really nice thing. I started to realize that I am getting a little older as they started to look closer to my age. So that's something that you have to take in, because you're just like, oh, you see their parents and they kind of still look like your parents. And now it's like, that mom and dad is probably the same type of mom and dad I would see at a youth football game on a Saturday. Like, that's still, we're getting there now. But it's a great outing. And I just don't, like, oh, and I don't want to be a wet blanket for it. Like, I want to calm myself down, but I don't want to have to calm everybody else down.
Well, also, most potential aces, aren't they able to hit the gun at 98, 99? Like, don't we think about that? I know it always hasn't been that case for us either, but when you're projecting guys that are going to be the rock solid starters in your rotation.
The only other thing you look at is pitch count and how deep they go into games. That's for the ace thing. And that's why Bybee has been the closest thing, because he's the one guy that'll go 110 pitches and not seem to be affected, although he's not been great. So I can't say he's not been affected by all of that, but yeah, if you look at what the Guardians traditionally have done, right now you got to feel like, well, Messick's the next chance you have at it, because it's not going to be Bybee. It isn't. Where they've been screwed in the whole development process is they've always developed the next guy. Well, that next guy was supposed to be Tristan McKenzie.
Yeah.
And Tristan McKenzie not being that next guy has really thrown everything.
Yeah.
You've got to retool it all and try again with a new guy. And now you have to speed up the process you had.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think I've done that with some of the other guys. I think we've all done that to some degree with the other guys. Like, Tanner Bibee's probably not supposed to be. He's an opening day starter for you because of who you are.
Right.
But he's probably not supposed to be an opening day starter on a contending baseball team. So you go from last year to this year, you're right, it's Tristan McKenzie, and then it kind of rolls downhill. And now that I've put probably too high of expectations on Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee, Slade Ciccone, not as much, but then all of a sudden, like in July, it started going. Now August, we're kind of like, okay, that's a third starter, fourth starter, somewhere in there. And I now have taken my hopes and thrown them on to Parker Messick in two outings, which have been fantastic outings, but I mean, he can go out there and get blown up and we can never hear of him again. So I want to give him the credit due where he did, like, these are good outings for him. He should be 2-0. This should be a great, great start for him. And it is a great, great start for him. I mean, last night was fantastic. 7 innings. And again, I think he struck out 6. So it's a great start for a young man who I think it's open right now. And my biggest concern, I didn't think they were going to make the postseason last month. I don't want to say the season's over because it was way too early. Now I'm thinking, yeah, the season's over, especially, and we're going to get to the Carlos Santana thing here in just a second. But I wanted to go, all right, if I have a starting rotation, then I'm better for the long term. But now I don't know what my starting rotation is. So now I'm getting worked up over what their future is, because you have Jose at 33, going on 33. You have your starting rotation that's kind of up in the air. And then after Jose, like, what am I going to do? Like, you and I had a brief conversation yesterday about Stephen Kwan. I think there's a lot of people who were down to sign Stephen Kwan who are going, you know, this is 3 years in a row where it's been a second half slide for Stephen. Are we sure we want the Guardians to invest that type of money in him? And my answer is, who replaces Stephen Kwan? So now I'm left with more questions than answers.
What's the money even at?
Yeah,
it's probably nowhere near the type of contract he had originally been looking for when numbers were thrown around.
Yeah, maybe it's just more affordable now.
Yeah,
you guys were stuck on $30 million, and I never thought that was a thing. I thought 22 was the cap for the Guardians, and I don't even know if 22 is it right now.
Okay, that's my next question. Do you think that 22 was it? And you say no. So
I mean, right now for a guy, he's giving you one thing consistently, and it's that he's going to start the season hot as hell. And by the time you get to August, he's going to be back to the pack.
Yeah, can't guarantee anything after that.
So Carlos Santana, they're going to put him on waivers. That was reported by The Athletic. Apparently, they didn't ask him that question vote yesterday. We have nothing in here. Do we know if Vogt said anything about this? I mean, they could at least... So got nothing on Carlos Santana? Really? Okay. That's odd. I mean, if there's always a rumor of a team doing something and it hasn't happened yet, you still go, Kevin, and he's like, you know, we're not going to speak about that until we're ready to speak about that. That's what it is. Maybe that's what it is, and somebody didn't cut it up. I'm not sure, but I don't see anything there. Carlos Santana, his third stint with the Guardians is done. Where do you put Carlos Santana?
I was wondering just how many Guardians, you know, what, 11 years? Was it 11 seasons that he played with the Guardians? That's got to be up there, right? Like, how many guys have we had that have had more seasons?
Bob Feller?
Than Carlos? Well, I'm just talking modern day.
Jose's there right
now.
Jose's
there.
Yeah.
And then who?
Did Not Tommy end up getting there by the time he came back?
After
again?
He came back?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I mean, Carlos Santana, longtime Gardo. Did anybody celebrate that he got waived?
Celebrate?
I don't think anybody celebrated. Like, people are going, don't celebrate. I don't think I'm seeing anybody celebrating Carlos Santana getting waived.
Oh, no. I saw it was the people that, A, didn't want this to begin with, thought it was wasting time blocking other guys. And certainly that conversation got louder the minute they had started the 10-game losing streak. The minute they were mired in that, it was like, what's the point of Carlos Santana at this point?
Okay,
so I think those are the people who were getting arguments about that daily. And we've had those people reach out to us.
I don't think it's anything to celebrate, though.
I think they're just celebrating being right. Like, they were like, this whole thing was a waste of time.
When we were in the 10-game losing streak, I was ready for them to find a different home for him so that we could see Kafis. They brought Kafis up and they put him in the outfield.
Yeah.
Last night, Kafis was on first base, where he should be, right? Yeah, that's where he's been playing.
Yes, of course.
But by this time, it's what have you done for me for the last losing streak?
Well, yeah.
So you've waited too long to make this move.
I still don't think it was anything. Even if they would have made that move at the trade deadline, right. It's nothing to
and
celebrate.
And I wouldn't have celebrated that either.
Yeah, like if they would have traded away. Like, who's a guy that everybody was annoyed by with the Guardians here over the last 3 years? Is there anybody I hate to say Rocchio, because I think he plays his ass off as hard as he can. He's just not that great.
Even like Ahmed Rosario.
Okay, Ahmed Rosario's the one. There you go. Ahmed Rosario. If you wanted to sit there and celebrate Ahmed Rosario, all right, fine, I guess, because you get out from underneath that stuff. But I don't think that Carlos Santana is anybody to celebrate, because you've had a very long... Right. And let's
this
be...
This wasn't Josh Bell who you brought in and hoped something happened, and then it didn't happen.
But there's a history there. I don't want to sell... Even if they would have traded him for something, I don't want to celebrate Carlos Santana being placed on waivers. I just think that's disrespectful to a guy who's given a lot of his life and his career, and he's been paid a hell of a lot of money to do so, fine. But, I mean, there's a lot there, a lot of history there with Guardians fans. I mean, you remember he came in as one of the premier catching prospects in all of baseball, started off hot as hell, hurt his knee, became a first baseman, became a fine baseball player for you for a long time, was always able to draw a walk, was never really a guy. Like, he hit some home runs, obviously, but he was never really a guy who I think was feast or famine. I mean, he would go through the beginning of the year slumps. April and May were not really good to him. He would start to get out of it by late May, and then he would take off for the rest of the year, and Carlos would be great. But that's 11 years of Carlos Santana baseball. I don't think it's anything to celebrate. It's just another thing of what this season is, and this season has been, I'm not going to say collapse, because they weren't really in first place to begin with, but it's been a tremendous disappointment coming off of last year.
So he is 12th all-time in games played for the organization. 1,450. That is ahead of Jim Thome.
I want to know, since Kurt Flood, though, like, ever since free agency, where is he at?
By the way, he's 51 games ahead of Thome. Kenny Lofton had 1,276, so he was, you know, over a season ahead of Kenny. Those are, you know, outside of Jose Ramirez. Oh, Omar was at 1,478, so he had 28 games more than Carlos Santana. So he had a chance.
He had a chance
this year to catch Omar.
You're talking about legends there.
Overall.
Yeah, you're talking about legends there. I mean, the legends
but
of the 90s.
But Carlos is not, he's not into Kenny Lofton, Jim Thome, Omar Mizquel. Like, I don't think he touches
that group stands
that level.
The only guys that come close to that level will be a team that wins a World Series. Until they win a World Series, that no one touches the 90s Indians for what they did, for what they meant. The time in the history of the city, the time with the history of one of the teams moving, the Browns moving, the new stadium, everything. Finally getting out from under the thumb of Art Modell, because that's one of the underrated things that we say. Like, we only blame football with Art Modell, but it's like his rent was so considerably high on that. I know we loved it, but he left it in disrepair. His rent was so high that it did not afford the Indians to be able to keep any of their players. And so it kept the Indians in the cellar for a long time. Now, that turned into a diatribe on Art Modell. I don't want to do it. But I think before and after free agency, I think, is the big deal. But, yeah, he's in that. I think he's in that second tier. I think he's in that second tier of players that fans really, I think they have a respect for him. I think you'll find a couple of jerseys. The guys who were romanticized are the guys you just mentioned who are in the 90s. But Carlos Santana, certainly, there's a lot of respect for Carlos Santana. I put him in the Victor Martinez category, where there's some fans who love him, and I will always have an immense amount of respect for him, an immense amount. He was a good Guardian for a long time, and we wish him well in his future endeavors. Hopefully he picks up with one of the surging teams in the American or National League, and he's able to go out there and ring chase, because we're just going home after our season. You know, Deontay Johnson gets cut, and it leads the headlines in Cleveland. Shedeur Sanders becomes the third team quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I wanted to send this to you guys. It was the second headline on ESPN.com. Number two. Two. Carlos Santana here, 11 years. We didn't get one question. Not one. One of the most legendary Guardians since 2000. Leave the 90s Indians out of it. Not one? Not one? Like, hey, wait, he's going to be waived. Can anybody? Nothing? I hope I'm wrong by the end of the day, but I got Mitch scouring, because you know Mitch is going to freak out. He's going to be like, oh, Ken's going to go crazy if I can't find this. Mitch,
if you would
looking,
use the term, it's interesting, because you know, sometimes we jumble words together. They lose their meaning or whatever. Legend. You think Carlos Santana is considered a legend?
I think there's younger people who love Carlos Santana.
I've never thought of him as a legendary figure.
Okay, but one of the great Guardians of this era. Okay, fine. Mm. If we're gonna, I don't want to sit here and mince words, but Deontay Johnson was here for a month, and his fall from grace has been something that's outrageous, because we don't see that a lot except with Steelers wide receivers, and he was a Steelers wide receiver. But Deontay Johnson was here for a month. And it's a peppering of Deontay Johnson. Albert Breer was with Afternoon Drive yesterday. Now, Albert Breer's a football guy, and he had something to say about, you know, the whole Deontay Johnson deal.
Big part of it is whether or not you can trust him. You know what I mean? If you give him a spot on the team and he doesn't have a certain role, is he going to do all the right thing? That's important, you know? A lot of times with guys like him, like, you can keep them in line if they've got a real role, right? Like, if they're a starter, but if the guy like that's not a starter, are you better off keeping him in where maybe you're not sure you can trust him? Or are you better having a younger developmental player in that spot? You know, like, I think that's sort of what it comes down to when we're talking about those things. It's also, you know, like, part of it's a function of your special teams value and what was he bringing from a special teams standpoint. Because once you get down, you know, your fourth receiver, your fifth receiver, your sixth receiver, now you're talking about those guys having to contribute to the team in other ways, like outside just the offense.
Again, 40 seconds of Deontay Johnson commentary from Albert Breer. I can't get one thing on Carlos Santana. Not one. Like, that's part of what makes the NFL the NFL, is that they blow everything out of proportion. Everything is a big deal. Third-team quarterbacks for the Browns. Yes, his name is a big name. It's the second biggest headline on ESPN. I can't get one over there about one of the better Guardians of this era? One of the better Indian/Guardians of this era? It's just, I don't know. The whole Deontay Johnson thing, I agreed with it with Jonathan in the afternoon, where he's like, man, I'm hearing a lot of people like kind of giving their sympathy to Deontay Johnson. He messed up his own career. Like, if he was a guy who never got off the map because of injuries, it's just, man, this isn't going to work out. This sucks. Like, the Browns have had a couple of guys like that. Like, yeah, I could see the sympathy given. Like, this guy had it, and then he walked away from a couple of teams like mid-game, mid-season, really asinine stuff. So I don't need to sit there and give him my sympathy.
Yeah, he's a cautionary tale. There's a bunch, especially at that position, wide receivers in the NFL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That had a ton of talent. It's why when the Browns picked them up, I saw people immediately, it's always the same people, but the Browns fans on social media, whoa, this is a steal. And I'm like, you guys realize there's a career here that predated this day in which you were reacting to this. Like, it wasn't hard to find, you know, how many situations he's either sabotaged or whatever. And then he came in, and I think he had like a good week and a half. And people, I remember, because the conversations were all out there and people were calling us, this is going to be a big deal for Andrew Berry. And this is going to be a big deal for whoever wins the starting quarterback job. Like, to have a guy like this is capable of 70 catches. And I'm like, were you guys in a coma the last 5 years? Because guys like this can be tantalizing all the time. They just, when they're on their fifth stop, like, come on. Yeah. When does it ever turn around?
To me, it was just an indication of how desperate the wide receiver room is.
How bad the quarterback room is. Yeah.
No, I thought wide receiver. You're talking about Deontay Johnson? I thought it was just an indication how bad the wide receiver room is. Albert Breer did have something in note here. Do I want to play this for everybody, or are they going to get upset?
I've got it in the queue.
I mean, we got to do it. So here's Albert Breer on the rookie QBs and another QB after the Pickett trade. Go ahead.
People have talked to me about this in very vague terms, so please take it that way. I think Watson's going to be cleared in October or November. Like, I think it's going to be at some point in that, like, general time range. So you're talking about, like, middle of the season somewhere. He's going to be available, and then, you know, you're probably going to come to a point where you got to put him on your 53-man roster. That means walking away from a player. Is that player one of the quarterbacks we'll see? Trading Pickett now sort of gets you ahead of that problem a little bit, like, where there's just no way you're going to carry 5 quarterbacks on your roster. So now your whole, you know, 4 quarterback conundrum is solved for now and probably solved for later, because you did feel comfortable and you had accounted for the idea that you were going to have 4 quarterbacks to begin with. And look, like, I think the whole piece of it about, like, what this means as far as those guys playing, it certainly creates a clearer path for them to play, but I think the equation is still the same.
By the way, Pittsburgh's carrying 4 quarterbacks to start their season. There are 4 quarterbacks on their active roster right now to start their year. It's a troubling thought. It is a troubling thought. Like, that's why, guys, I want them to, if the season ain't going to go our way, I want Joe to do well. But if the season doesn't go our way, which it probably ain't going to go our way, even though I'm taking the over on wins, and I'll tell you why coming up at 6:43, if it ain't going to go our way, I want it to space out a little bit and make sure that Dylan would be ready, then Shador would be ready, and space that out so we don't have to see anybody else. Because even the people go, the circus is in town, and you guys are all the clowns of the entire area talking about Shador. There's a curiosity there. There's definitely a curiosity to Dylan Gabriel going, hey, were all the writers right? Because people love to prove writers wrong. Were the writers right or were the writers wrong about training camp, about Dylan Gabriel? The other guy will make people go away. The other guy will turn fans away from the Cleveland Browns this year. I don't want that. I don't want it. I'll watch.
So you said there's no
the other guy will turn the fans
there's
away.
There's no more curiosity about Deshaun.
No. No. This thing will end probably by June 1st of next year. Probably earlier than that. And that's it. And
yeah, the only curiosity,
a bad chapter in our history, and we're ready to move on.
Yeah, the problem is, I saw people talking about this yesterday that are kind of plugged into the NFL and they understand, you know, how the cap works and everything, and they're like, you're still looking at Deshaun on the roster for another year after this. Like, there's no way they're going to absorb the cap hit that they would absorb that is still left. Like, he's going to be on this team unless he got injured. Because I heard in afternoon show yesterday was saying, yeah, you know, he's probably going to come out again and you're going to see more workout videos, and then there's going to be a setback. And that would not shock me. That does make sense. I don't think they're getting I think the days of hoping that the Browns are going to get some big settlement, you know, some insurance settlement, you know, I think that's not happening. I think you could just tell by what you're seeing out of Deshaun. Like, he is trying to come back. He's not.
Well, because his career is on the line. His career is on the line. Like, right. if he doesn't play, if he doesn't prove that he's healthy this year, it's like, who really wants
right.
that for the future? So he wants to get on the field so he can prove he has some zeal. I don't think he wants to be here as much as anybody else wants him to be here, guys. I think that he's ready for a change of scenery, and certainly Browns fans are ready for a change of scenery when it comes to that as well. I think, though, that he knows that he's got to show something that, hey, the Browns are moving in a different direction. I got to move in a different direction. I'm getting my money no matter what. I want to still be able to play football and double dip and go ahead and do those things. And that only comes with him being able to be on the field. If he doesn't hit the field this year, it makes it more difficult to bring him in because you're bringing a lot of different conversations when you bring him in.
Yeah, but you said, and I think it's accurate, nobody wants to see him. There's no enthusiasm anymore. He still has some fans, sure. That's about it. But if he were to put together, we saw last time, when he put together a half of football, what that did to the fandom and
yes.
big sections of the Browns fans. What if he did something like that again? What if he came in an emergency situation in November and put together a half? We've seen a lot of bad quarterbacks put a half together.
Well, all of a sudden, we want to save this thing?
What if he did it?
If he had a second half against Baltimore, yeah. but he had a second half
and like
against
Dylan and Shador look like they're not NFL quarterbacks or whatever.
Yeah, I want to see what Lenora Sellers looks like in the Palmetto Bowl. That's what I'm more interested in. That's what I'm much more interested in. Hey, if he's able to, fine. There's a little bit of a sliver there that he's paid off on the $230 million yeah. or whatever it is now guaranteed, because the number seems to grow and change and fluctuate every time we say the sentence. But I'm ready to move on. And let me be abundantly clear. I don't argue his right to work as a professional football player. That's not my argument. My argument is that fans simply don't want him on the field. They don't want to see him. They will tolerate a lot of other things. They are curious to see Shador, even if they don't like Shador. And there's a lot of people who like Shador who want to see Shador. Before him, there'll be Dylan Gabriel. And we just went over that. But when it comes to him, I think a lot of people go click, and that's it. And if he does anything great, Ken and Anthony will tell me about it. That's about it. And they will move on. And I don't want that to happen. So if he plays, he plays.
Are you for the first time thinking there's a shot he'll get on the field this year?
I told you last week I think there's a shot he gets on the field this year. If they've got rid of Kenny Pickett, I said yesterday, go, hey, we're one quarterback closer to the rookies. We're also one quarterback closer to Deshaun Watson. Because in 4 weeks or 5 weeks after he's off the IR and we actually go through the calendar here, he'll be a conversation to have about, should we carry four quarterbacks again? And we probably will carry four quarterbacks again. Because I think that he'll be eventually cleared to practice to some level to be able to play. I'm not sure. And if one of the other guys are there, you can always say, we feel that quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel, Shador, enter their names whenever you want to. You can even bring back Joe and say, I'm trying to win football games, and I feel that this guy is better for our chance to win football games. And it's your opinion as the head coach, and you can say whatever you want to, and that's fine. But if there's only one guy in the cupboard, there in your Mother Hubbard, you better be able to play the guy. Because you can't just refuse his right to work if that's going to be the way it goes. So you can go right on ahead and do it. I think a lot of people are thinking, hey, this is going to be a nice, easy settlement. He goes on, we go on, everybody's our separate ways. We can forget about this ugliness of the last how many years and move forward finally. It ain't going to be that easy. Because he still is trying to resurrect a career for his future. I don't think he wants to leave it where he's carted off the field while he's crying under a towel after an injury.
Well, fans are cheering it.
There was not that many fans who cheered it.
It sounded like it on TV.
There were some, but there were not that many fans who cheered it. I was in the stadium, for crying out loud. Do we have an actual moderator for the comments?
I think we have somebody who has assumed the role.
Okay.
I don't think they were voted in. I don't think they passed a background check. I certainly don't think they did a drug test.
The closest they're getting to being the mod is Ahmad Rashad. There's no way. There's no mod.
There was no onboarding process here.
All guests courtesy of the fan hotline and all social media brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Unless you can confidently say that a stapler was thrown at you, you can't be the mod.
Somebody said, what's Ken focused on in the background? This is 2 days in a row. And I'm like, well, it's either Owen or you. This is the background behind me. That's the background. I'm not looking back there.
Oh, they're just talking about, it looks like from where the cameras are situated, me and Ken look at each other.
Okay.
We look at each other when we're talking, or I'll look over here to my right and Owen is behind the glass. That's who we're looking at. If we just looked at the cameras the whole time.
I will. I'll look dead into the camera.
We can do this.
We could do that. I think it would be unsettling.
Let's do a little exercise.
What?
Let's everyone look at Ken. Okay.
So they know. Hold on. Keep doing it.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Everyone look at Anthony.
Okay. There's Anthony. We're on YouTube. 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. There's Tone. There's Tone.
Now you guys both look at me.
Okay. There's Owen.
And this we're looking is what at that looks like.
Okay.
So now we have our directions.
No, I'm putting on a hat now.
I don't know if I'm port side or starboard
now,
or
now. Oh, that's it, well. I'm in Bay Village. I know those terms.
You gotta have it.
Okay. Now what happens?
Now I'm gonna start messing around for the cameras here. This is what I'm gonna do now.
Now yell at Mitch.
Yell at Mitch.
Hey.
Ask, Ask Mitch about that Santana audio.
Do we have the Santana audio?
We do.
Oh, where was it?
It's in the system if you guys check the chat.
Oh, it's in the system.
Oh, it's our fault now. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, yeah. That's what, it.
Was it
that's
in the
whose
chat?
Fault it was.
Was it in the chat 40 minutes
that's
ago?
That's whose
Ken,
fault it was.
Ken asked
yeah.
for it.
Is it. Was it in the chat when I sat there and go, how did come nobody asked any questions? Was it in the chat then?
It was not.
It wasn't in the chat so then. Where, so I don't think you should call us out,
where
Mitch.
Was it, Mitch?
I'm not calling anybody out here. I'm just telling you, if you check the chat, you will see the file name, and then we can play that audio.
Yeah, I got that in at 6:47, well-produced.
Mitch, where was it at 40 minutes ago?
I had a lot of stuff to work on before the show, so this is one thing that just slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of PA duties you're working on, Arrow, on the east side. Here we go. Here is the question about Carlos Santana. Go ahead.
Santana is no longer with the ball club. Mandy is going to get a lot more opportunities.
Santana is still here.
But... Manzardo, what are your expectations for him?
I mean, he's been playing every day now for, 3-4 months. So we're going to see. He's going to continue to get a lot of at-bats versus right-handed pitching.
Is that the only clip that there is of Carlos Santana talking about Carlos Santana? Because I don't want to go shooting my mouth off again.
Going through both clips, yes.
Might want to check it with a fine-tooth comb. Because there's two other guys here that I trust. I'm not sure about the other one. Actually, Anthony Allant, I trust him.
Has he emerged?
Who?
Is he in the circle?
Oh, Allant's been in the circle for a long time.
Since we're in there, and you've talked about three people.
Here we go.
There's a jockeying for position here right now.
All right, you want me to be brutally honest about the cone of trust?
No, I want you to lie, Ken.
Number one, Owen. Number two, Tone. Number three, Anthony Allant.
I can see him at top.
Number four, Mackenzie next door. Number five, Tim next door. Number six, Jen next door. Number seven, Slats down the hallway. Number eight, Bill. Number nine, Alyssa. Number 10, just because he's a warm body in this building, Mitch.
If he starts naming ex-producers.
Abe Gordon, number 10. Sean, number 11. Landry, number 12.
If he starts naming ex-employees who were summarily dismissed.
I'm taking the over on the Browns in 2025. Can I tell you why?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. One.
Wait,
guys,
what is the total? Hold on. What is the total?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I'm really hanging them over the fence here when I say that I'm taking the over when the over-under is 5.5. Or as
oh, it
Owen
got up to
seen,
5.5?
Owen saw 4.5 at some books.
BetMGM, I think, had it at 4.5.
Is that an Aiden Huntington bounce?
That might be the Aiden Huntington bounce, who is also not on this clip sheet.
Did he talk yesterday?
Apparently he did, but I can't find anything here.
Well, Aiden Huntington did talk yesterday. One of the greatest intro to a guy I've ever heard.
Yeah. We'll play that for you coming up at 7:20 because there is a question about Myles Garrett in there and his leadership that we have to ask everybody at 7:20. Thank you, Owen. Thank you. So I'm taking the over on the Browns, and let me tell you why. I feel very good. God, I hope this doesn't jinx him. I feel very good. You speaking of Aiden Huntington, there's depth. I feel very good about the front four and the offensive line of this football team.
So you feel better about them today than you did at the start of last year where I thought you felt really good about them.
I did not feel that good about them.
No. Was Zadarius?
I had injuries.
Shelby Harris?
I felt Zadarius Smith, I felt good about. Shelby Harris is a nice hand. I don't think
I
felt that great.
A healthy Mike Hall, Oboe. I feel like people were really high on the defensive line last year at this time.
I feel okay.
And now a bunch of those guys are either injured, gone, or whatever. Now we're
I can only answer to this year, Anthony, because again, their offense looked different at the beginning of last year. I did not feel good about last year. I feel good this year because, again, let me get through the explanation. I'll do this as quick as possible because I know you want to pounce on me and beat me up for this. The front four, and I like the offensive line. I think that this is going to be a ball control offense as best they can. I do think because they have good offensive linemen, they will be able to run the ball. Now, it's not going to be prime Nick, so you can't just get a guy to fall forward and give you 4 yards at the very least. That's what Nick would do at the very least. At his best, he was the best in the NFL. So you're going to be able to control the ball. I think you're going to try to eliminate turnovers. They're not going to go big fly. And no, they're not going to beat probably Lamar Jackson. And they're not going to beat probably Jordan Love. And they're not going to beat probably Jared Goff. And who else is on that schedule that's an elite quarterback? There, if you get into a firefight with one of the great quarterbacks in this league, including, hell, I'll say it, Joe Burrow in week one, you're probably not going to beat those guys. But if I find myself in a rock fight, which they are going to try to make it, I'll take our chances to get over 5 wins. That's where I'm saying it. I didn't say playoffs. I didn't say 11 wins. I didn't say win in the AFC North. I said the over. And boy, it's tough where we know what type of season we might be in for when you want to come after me for taking the over on a 5.5 win over undertone. That's where I'm at. I think the offensive line is good. They're veteran. I think the defensive line is good. You got some youth and veteran and depth for the first time in a while, real depth. And I think they're going to be able to go out there and win 6 games this year, which should not be a grandiose, bold statement for an NFL team.
Yeah, I've been between 4 and 5, so we're not that far apart.
Okay,
like
then.
One game.
Then why do I feel so attacked when these statements?
You're not attacked at all. It's most years you do pick the over. Right, you have an existing bet with Zach Jackson.
And we haven't done it in a while. Years. We used to have that.
I guess now it's more. It's more just a bet that's out there. In general, you don't even if you lose, you don't even owe him anything anymore.
No.
It's just like, all right, Ken will take every year. Zach will take the under.
Yeah, me and him really haven't talked about it in the last few years. But yeah, I mean, it used to be for whiskey and Manchester football paraphernalia, and now it's just, it is what it is. So, yeah, for me to take 6 wins, is that so difficult to say? Is that such a nasty, homerish thing to say?
17 games, you're afforded more of an opportunity. Now, I will say, like, Joe Flacco's your starting quarterback going into the year. How was the town about last season going into the season at quarterback? Do I have my years mixed up already, or does it seem that far away? Was it last year at this time we were talking about the second half of the Baltimore Ravens game and why, all right, Deshaun is back. All the workout videos are the workout video. You know what I mean? Like, at this time last year, I feel like there were a lot of people who were more optimistic about QB than they are today. Because today it's Joe Flacco. Mike Sando said he was 31st out of 32, right? Or one of the quarterback tier lists. Like, you had the second worst quarterback.
Well, it's not an optimism.
I don't think people were talking that way about Deshaun last year. I think they were like, all right, at the very worst, Deshaun's not going to be as bad as what we've seen. And of course, we found out that, oh my God, he was awful.
I'm going to get to some of you guys on this. 216-474-0092. Are you willing to join me in taking the over on this team, or do you think I'm full of it?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and
We miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.